Now turn to the case at your left, where you'll find a copy of the original 19th century Harper's publication. First published in 1866 by Alfred H. Guernsey and Henry Mills Alden, Harper's Pictorial History of the Civil War is a two-volume, 836-page anthology of first-hand accounts, maps, and illustrations of scenes from the Civil War. The work was originally released in installments by the editors of Harper's, and it was the most widely read periodical of the Civil War era. Its creation was the result of a careful process of reworking material that had previously appeared in printed weekly accounts of the Civil War. The resulting publication is noteworthy in its editing out of accounts and imagery referencing the experiences of African Americans during this time. This is perhaps best explained by its editor's desire to appeal to white Southerners, though they went to great pains to suggest otherwise. Indeed, when it was released, notes to subscribers between installments made the following claims for the work. Universally recognized as the great patriotic story of the event. While breathing the deepest patriotism of every page, it is at the same time written in an absolutely impartial spirit. It is the only complete general history of the war. It is history, a narrative of fact, written in the very spirit of truth. These claims were echoed in the book's published preface, and one can only imagine that they may have contributed to Walker's decision to use the work for her series. Born in Stockton, California, African-American artist Kara Walker was greatly impacted by her family's move to Stone Mountain, Georgia, the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan, when she was 13. In Stone Mountain, Walker felt both the legacy of the Jim Crow South and what she's described as a sort of gone-with-the-wind mystique cultivated in the area in and around Atlanta. Walker has likened her experience in Stone Mountain to that of living in a minstrel show that she had unwillingly fallen into. To her, each day felt like a reenactment of the Civil War in the present day, and she became a spectator to her own life, carefully observing how racial identity was experienced and performed day after day. Thus, one can imagine that any claims to a complete or truthful account of the Civil War that largely omits the perspective of African Americans would have been fertile ground for an annotation, which Walker delivers. Throughout this series, Walker creates bold images that capture the violent power the past continues to exert over the present, while at the same time challenges the viewer to examine the origins of American racial inequality.